The credited author was Ronald Ross, not a name with which Enzo was familiar.
"What is it about? Do you know?"
She shrugged.
"No idea. I do know that the last two lines are based on a quote from the Bible."
"Yes,"
Enzo nodded. He could pinpoint the quote almost without thinking.
"First Corinthians. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?"
Jane looked at him with naked curiosity.
"I wouldn't have taken you for a religious man."
"Then don't. I'm not. But being the product of an Italian Catholic and a Presbyterian Scot, a religion was never far from the dinner table in our house. I was force-fed the stuff along with my mints and tatties."
She laughed and looked at her watch.
"I don't know about you, but it's a long time since midi, and my stomach is starting to complain."
"Oh, that's your stomach making the noise? I thought it was mine."
She grinned.
"I'll take you up to your room."
It felt cold as they trudged up the narrow staircase to the tiny bedroom in the roof. Even the bulb in the ceiling cast a cold light around the room when Jane switched it on. The ceiling sloped down almost to the floor at either side. A small dormer window cut deep into the north side looked out across the lawn toward the house. On the other, a velux window was set into the angle of the roof to capture the sunlight on the southern elevation. A brass bed was pushed against the gable end, and flanked by two small, marble-topped bedside tables with matching lamps. On the left-hand table stood a telephone next to an old-fashioned answering machine. A smoked plastic lid protected the cassette inside. A pinpoint of green light glowed next to the rewind button. Jane crossed the room and switched cassettes.
"You'll probably want to hear this."
She rewound the cassette and hit the play button. Enzo dropped his overnight bag onto the bed and perched on the edge of it, reaching for a stout walking stick that leaned against the wall, and listened in surprise as he heard what was unmistakably Jane's voice.
"Papa? Papa, are you there? For God's sake, Papa, call me back! You've got to tell me what's going on. You must."
There was a long silence, during which it was possible to hear her rapid breathing. Then,
"Oh, God, Papa, please."
Another silence. Then the line went dead, and Jane leaned over to switch off the machine. He noticed how pale she had become. She said,
"You can't know how it feels to listen to that. And I must have done it 100 times. Like listening to a ghost. The me I was in a former life, when I still had a husband and a life ahead of me."
She turned toward Enzo.
"That was about 2 minutes after his call to me. For some reason I couldn't get through again straight away, and then it rang and rang before the answering machine cut in."
He heard the tremor in her voice as she drew her breath.
"You can hear my distress. I've always thought I must have been uttering those words at the very time he was being murdered, that perhaps the killer himself heard them, and maybe even wondered what it was that Papa had told me.